Good evening. What a remarkable contrast from dinner to the Zendo. Such bright, happy talking and then complete peace and quiet. Let's do introductions around. Begin.
My name is Ida.
Say where you sit also, where you practice.
Oh, I'm just where is this group?
In your bedroom? Or?
I'm just searching and I'm kind of joined this group. It's just my, habit session. Beginning to feel at home.
Nice.
I don't have anything more to say yet.
Well, that's the best. That's plenty.
I'm waiting for you to be involved and open.
Yes.
Wendy from San Jose.
From Greg and
Robin, and I'm from Arcata, practice at the Arcata Zen Group. Rose from Arcata Zen Group.
Abby, I home Zendos mostly these days with Mary Mosin, Clearwater Zendo, Vallejo, so I do sit other places.
Where would be going on? Jennifer from Arcata Center. And Jane, I sit in Wellington.
Say where Wellington is.
Outside of Toronto.
Yeah.
And number two, I'm sitting on Summer Bay, Florida.
I'm Britt. I also sit in the San Jose Floating Center.
I'm a friend of Sanya, and I would love to be part of the group.
I'm Doug, and I live in practice here.
I'm Edith, practice at Jokoji and Floating Center.
My name's Andrew. I do a lot of practicing in my bedroom. I was sitting up and lying down for bed. Also been sitting with Forgets Wednesday night group in San Jose and now with Angie's Tuesday night group.
Samuel in San Jose, sit with Florian Samuel.
And Paula from San Diego.
Margo, San Diego.
I'm Rick from San Diego.
So, people are from many, many different directions. And many of us don't know each other. So this will be an experience of getting to know each other without words. We try during Sesshin to keep silence almost entirely. The almost being if there's something really crucial that you can't write a note about, that you can walk off down the road, maybe down to the lake with someone and say something. But you'll find that even though we depend on words so much, that once you get into the feeling of the silence in your experience with everyone, that you find you don't need words nearly as much as we always think we do. So my first wish for all of us is to practice what's called noble silence as very, very best as we can. There's a place to put notes in the community room if you need to convey something. And you can keep an eye on it in case there's a note for you. But just practice and experience what it is to know everyone is around you, that everyone is working together in the same way, without having to relate with words, with noise, actually. Our first relation is always, we feel it here and here. We don't notice it because we're always leaping to say something. But our connection with people begins here and here. And if we override it with words, we miss that part. That's a very good indication of the whole of this Zazen practice. That it's not some new special thing, it's that we tend to override with our busyness, our everydayness, a part of ourselves that is longing to be known, that informs us in every way. So cultivating silence will help us very, very much in this way. We'll be sitting a lot, but we'll also be working a lot. When we think of Sesshin, we think of the Zendo and the cushions, and we all come and sit down in here. But we also get up, and in order to live together this way in community, there are many jobs that need to be done. And so one of the joys of Sesshin is how we're able to work together to keep the whole thing going. I often think it's like a sailboat. Now somebody has to work the jib, and somebody has to work the tiller, and somebody has to be fixing the food inside, and there are all these things that need to be done in order for it to go smoothly. And when it goes smoothly, you hardly notice it's going. But it takes a lot of effort for each one to do whatever job it is that you choose to do. There'll be work after Zazen in the morning, after breakfast in the morning, a short period to take care of the waste baskets and the toilets and things like that. And then there will be a work period in the afternoon, for the first few days, when Jikoji will tell us what we need to do. And then there are practice jobs, cleaning the Zendo, taking care of the food, making the sounds that tell us the time. So we have a timekeeper in here and a timekeeper out there. That way we don't even need a watch. We just need to listen to hear where we are. If we come down to the 14th talk on the Han, we know we should have been in here 7 minutes ago or so. So keep your ear open and keep your heart open so that you feel the connection with everything. Sign up for whatever there is to sign up for. Make sure there's always someone to wash the dishes, to help the fukuten in the kitchen and the tenso. It's a very beautiful part of Sesshin, so that we are enacting our practice with our hands and our hearts and our eyes, and then we come back and we sit. I want to talk this week about bodhisattva practice, about the bodhisattva vows, and a little bit about the paramitas, which include the precepts. So it sounds sort of like Zen 101, and maybe it is in a little way. But we haven't talked about these for a long time. And it seems like with precept ceremony coming at the very end on Friday morning, that it would be helpful for all of us to experience and address these very basic understandings about our practice. Paula is the one who is going to be doing Jukai, a very, very wonderful. I just feel so happy about it. Yeah. And I hope you all, if you have to leave, will be able to come back on Friday morning so that you can take the precepts with Paula and congratulate her afterwards. Edith is our Eno. Thank you very much. And she has some assignments and some encouraging words for us.
It may be helpful at some point if Donovan explained what each of the roles is. Maybe I'll start and you can fill in. Tenzos, Brit, Fukutan, Ritu, Jisha, attendant to Angie will be Wendy and Francois. Kokyo, the person who calls the chants, will be Donovan. Tender of the tea table will be Zaida. And we may come back and it may be helpful for her to know how many people drink coffee and tea. So we will come back to that. The altar will be Jennifer, and she will also look after the flowers. Okay. And then and they're outside. There's some vases outside the kitchen where they're being stored. Head Doan would be Rose, I believe. And she will, different people will be doing the bells, but she will make sure that there was always somebody there to do that. Server is Jane. And there are a few needs that we have, and fill in on Don Lin if you think of others. We need to wake up Doan for the first few days, possibly the week, but at least to get us going a little bit. Is anybody able to do that? Jane? Okay. And we also need an assistant server, Jane.
I could do it the first tomorrow and part of Sunday, but that's it.
Okay, so a couple of days, yeah. Sunday. And Jane, can you say what that involves?
Sure, it's helping to bring the food from the kitchen zendo to the sitting zendo.
Okay.
And bringing it back up.
Okay, so just bringing the food back and forth.
And we're going to be doing a little super. Pardon me? I think that there's other people who do all of the performance of the test.
So you'll also be serving. Okay, so after Sammy, we will need somebody. Anybody interested? At this point, or is that, you think about it, you know, if you haven't done it, you can certainly try. And
after you see them do it, I'm sure you'll be inspired. Well, everybody will want to sign up. So.
Okay. Well, we can wait, but it, you know, we will. I'll check back on that. And the zendo caretaker, someone to look after the zendo to make sure that it's.
Someone's coming to.
Okay, that's Margo. There is a book like this on the community table right now, and there's a master copy and a few copies to take, and it gives the specific instructions for each of the roles. So you might want to check that, and Donovan can also provide more information on the zendo needs. And then there are a few miscellaneous things. Some of you have mentioned that you will use chairs for Orioki. And I'm just curious how many people will be in chairs instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or 8. Okay, so we will kind of adjust to that. And also, we need people to sign up for tea service on the schedule done when it says assistant server and tea. And I know someone, it was Robin, signed up for a few days, but it's good to have two people for tea, so just use two names on that schedule for tea.
Yeah.
It's good to have two people because you're bringing down tea and treats and going back and forth. So for tea, it's good to have two people sign up for them.
So could Jay serving meals or serving tea, or you have to also coordinate with serving the tea, or would you have to delegate that to someone as you wish? So it's just one assistant for tea, so it would be the Soku and the tea.
Okay.
And as the week goes on, we can Soku and can ask someone to take over. And if she needs more help for bringing stuff down, she'll tap you on the shoulder and say, take some food down. So the Pukatan Ritu, she is responsible for, she's the assistant cook, meaning that she's keeping the kitchen clean. And so she's responsible for keeping it restored and keeping it clean. And so when you sign up for the kitchen to clean up, Ritu will be instructing you what needs to be done. And the same way for serving Jane as the head server, she'll be asking us where she needs the help for serving and then also for the signing up for tea. And kind of as we settle in,
I think it'll flow. Okay, and Robin signed up for a few days of tea.
Well, I can probably continue if I'm the assistant for tea.
Okay.
You know, serving that.
Okay. It's always, very nice.
And let's see what else. And so for Zaida, how many people are coffee drinkers versus tea?
You both.
Okay. So it's depending on transitioning. Coffee. We'll assume tea.
So tea.
Five. 7, 8. So maybe about 8 Zeit fentanyls.
A couple pots in the morning.
Yeah, a couple pots. Mm-hmm. And did I say the head Duan or the chief Duan is Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions?
How about Han?
Han, okay, that's important. Han and the wake up
are all part of the Duan
wheel. Yeah. Okay, Jane's going to do the wake up Duan. So for the Han, it's great to try new things.
The wake up bell.
The wake up bell. The Han, which calls the group down to the sittings. Would anybody like to try that? Does anyone have experience with it? At least get us going for a couple of days.
I can try, but I'm not sure what time I'll get you in here.
Okay.
Well, is there a trainer?
Yes. And I think it would be great for several of us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a sweet practice. It's calling us down to the Zendo from wherever we're at. And as Angie implied and referred to, the Han starts, it's a wooden mallet. It's a wooden plaque. And one reason I was a little late getting started is I went down there and the mallet is busted. It's not the Han, it's the ballot is now gone. I just took the new one. And what we're doing is we're saying in 15 minutes we're all going to be sitting on our cushion meditating.
7 minutes.
15, well, when we start the Han, at 15 minutes. In 15 minutes we're going to be sitting. And what Angie's saying is in every minute you'll hear a strike. And on 8 minutes, right, before we start where the period starts, we should be all, if not in the Zendo, but heading down into the Zendo to be on our seats. And that's indicated by a roll down, which is where you'll hear a series and then one big bump. And then you'll hear another roll down in 5 minutes. And that means you should pretty much be putting your shoes out on the out in the shoe rack and in the Zendo. And then the next roll down is at 3 minutes. And this is when the teacher enters, and we're already sitting on our cushion. So for all that to happen, as Angie said, it's on that 8 minutes. But you get a 15 minutes. That's when the haunt starts. And that's what it's signaling. So we really don't need a watch. Doug, can I ask you a huge favor? It's huge, really huge. Can you take the upon from the residence kitchen and move it right outside our tinsel?
Mm-hmm. I should have told you. Greg said that we may use the mallet from the small.
Yeah, but the upon is the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're looking at me funny.
I don't know what it is.
It's that.
it's
the metal plate, the really cool thing that goes like
that. Oh, I say the resident
kitchen. It's hanging.
Yeah.
And if you could move it from that hook to the hook right outside our the Zendo door right here.
I'll say the door. There's a hook.
Of the Zendo. Yeah. Of this Zendo.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is upon again. It's indicating to us when we're eating. And you'll hear it in the morning when Jane or Britt or somebody brings it with you. Tenzo. So it's clean.
Do you just put it, or is there a special shirt?
There's a very special shirt. And you're up to it.
So for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, for breakfast we need the coupon.
And who will take it for the money?
No, it's part of the service.
Okay.
That's taken care of by the servers and the cook. But I just needed it moved. And I thought you know. At least you know where the residence kitchen is. This is good. Thank you, Doug.
Okay.
In fact, that was Han and Dills. That's what I was trying to get.
And just a couple of things. Does anybody need or want some basic instruction in form or posture? Or most people are pretty experienced, but is there a need for that? But a couple of you would like to have some additional instruction?
Sure.
This is, you know, mostly for new people who really are wondering, you know, why we turn this way or that way, or how it's comfortable to sit, and just some options for posture. So anyway, see me if you have an interest in that. Also, I'll be gone a couple of days in the middle of Sashin. When you can't find me, I'll try to find Donald. So. Okay, go ahead.
So just finishing up on, thank you. Edith and I are in room 7. I want to finish up on, as Sheikha, the greeter, register of y'all. I handed all of you, most of you, and if not, a little registration sheet. If you could just leave it on the up on the table when you filled it out, and if you didn't get it, I have one for you, and it's contact information, basic contact information, but the main thing I'm interested in is emergency contact number in case something comes up. Also, I understand that we have no one with any food allergies, true? Or any specific food intolerances. Isn't this incredible?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. If you haven't gotten your linens yet, first of all, if you haven't got your room, come see me. I'll get you in your room. If you don't have linens or towels or you need a mat for a bathroom, up in the community room where we had dinner, there's a bunch of tubs and there's all kinds of mats, washcloths, towels in it. In room number 6, which is on the corner of the dorm building, there's all kinds of pillows and comforters and sheets and whatever. Make yourself comfortable, please. There's some extra futons in room number 8. And then on the top bunks, there's not many people sleeping on top bunks, so feel free to take anything extra to make yourself comfortable. And if you need anything, just come find Edith, and we'll work it out. Okay, so that's for your basic comfort, okay? There's a couple things. Greg's here? Greg's here. Greg, are you here? Do you mind sharing something about what we were talking about? The major concern here at Jokoji is fire. Would you like to, and then talk about like critters that might, that are around?
Yeah, the major concern is fire, and this is the height of the fire season. And there are fire extinguishers either in every building or outside at the corners of the buildings. And we asked that there be no candles burning except in here, and also no incense burning except in here. Well, in the dining room of the community building during the meals, it's all right if you want to have, there's an altar there and you can have candles and incense there. But no candles or incense in the private rooms, and if anybody's in a tent, certainly not in the tent. The last person to leave here is responsible for making sure that the candles are out. We also asked, I assume that there are no smokers, but in the event that there are, that's fine. Just smoke in the driveway. No smoking in the rooms. There are some nature hazards, I guess you could say. We have poison oak here, or maybe poison ivy, or maybe both. Personally, I've never had any problem with it, but some people sometimes do. If you stay on the paths, you'll be all right. If you go crawling through the brush, it's good to have the long trousers. Let's see. There is some, there are snakes here. Most of the snakes are quite harmless. However, we have had rattlesnakes on the property several times, but they are not aggressive. They've gotten a bad reputation, unfortunately, but they're not aggressive. They will not harm you if you just stay away from them. The only time they bite is when they, if you accidentally step on one or if you get too close to one. Otherwise, they won't harm you. We have a first aid kit in the pantry, what we call the pantry in the kitchen. At the far end of the kitchen, down below in the cupboard, there's a big red plastic box, and it's often a little bit messy, but you can probably find whatever you need if you cut yourself or you need some ointment for a rash or something like that in there. I guess we have a duty person here at Jokoji, one of the residents. For example, I'm a resident, Doug is a resident. There's several other residents. There's a person each day who is, we call it the Eno. If anyone has a problem or a question which you can't answer among yourselves, then you're quite welcome to find the Eno. I am Eno today. Tomorrow it would be a man named Jiro. I'll be Eno again on Sunday, and so forth. So come to us if you have some difficulty that you can't solve.
Or if we doors open at this time of night, are we still having visitors coming into raid kitchens and bedrooms? So should we keep our doors closed?
Yes.
Dusk
yeah.
on?
Yes. We used to have raccoons. Haven't seen raccoons in a year or two, but they are quite pushy at night. If the door is open, they'll come in looking for food. So please keep your doors closed, and particularly the community building. There's four doors, I believe, to the community building. Make sure all of those doors are shut, because in the past they have gone in there and made a mess looking for food. We have chickens now. That's a new addition to our family, 7 hens. We let them loose on the property during the day. Except the day that you leave, we'll keep them penned up so that they won't. They like to get under the cars sometime, and so the day that you leave, we'll keep them penned up. But other times, you'll see them around, and yeah, they're very friendly, although a bit messy.
Yeah. As messy as the turkeys? Are the turkeys okay?
Actually, the chickens are messier because yeah. the turkeys stay away a distance, and the chickens get in everything. But. Mike is very fond of the chickens. So.
So you have chickens. I saw Mooey, which is a big orange cat, and it's like herding them down the road. It's very funny.
So far, Mooey hasn't attacked any of the chickens. So.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I think that's perfect. There is my cell phone doesn't work up here. Not that I would be talking, but if you do need to make a phone call, we have a landline here at Jokoji, and we have a little small office or the resident's kitchen that you, if you had to make a phone call, and vice versa, if somebody needs to call you, I believe I gave you that number on the confirmation letter. So. Yeah, come see me. I think most of you have already given me the shishin fees. We'll have, there is a big box for Donna for Jokoji, and that's the resident Donna box that lives here. And there's also, Angie has a small, it can hold a lot, but it's smaller. Box up there too, and then of course Donna for the floating zendo is always accepted too. And we're just starting off this week. I did want to hand out. I had to go out because I lost these chants, but I found them under in the car. Please. Let me just go and finish this off, and I think, and then that would be great. Let's keep these chants under your cushion, so we have our morning chants, which will be the Heart Sutra and Medicine, and we have our meal chant cards here. And they're all for you. And then I didn't get a chance, but then there's another little card that you could just fold in half, and you get this really cute little book here. And these are for some shorter chants. I've got lots here. I've got lots, and lots. What do you mean?
New chance.
We got them. What else? So you should have like 3 pieces of paper. Thank you. One other thing I said about coming into the Zendo. Walking in the Zendo, walk along the walls of the Zendo versus cutting, you know, across the middle of the Zendo. So when we leave, it's during Kinhin, during walking meditation, that if you need to go to the restroom, drink of water, that would be the time to do it. And you just go the outline of the Zendo versus, you know, just cutting across. Tomorrow morning, I'll bring down your Oreoke bowls, and we're going to keep them right here in our next to our cushion, because we'll be having the two main meals so far, breakfast and lunch. And who has not got their Oreoke bowls yet? So I've got 2, 3, 4 more. Okay, perfect. I think that's it for me. Thank you very much. And be sure to let me know if you need anything, getting you all settled in squarely.
I want to talk briefly about the kitchen. As has been mentioned, the kitchen is also a Zendo, so we maintain silence in the kitchen. And so please don't walk through. And if you try not to go into the kitchen, actually, at all, unless you're going to be cleaning up or there's something that you need. We will have plenty of food for you all week, but no one should be to go hungry. It's not that kind of practice. So if you're hungry, please come see me. We'll get you something. And again, no one has expressed any needs, but if there's any dietary needs, please write me a note. So I'll be the contact person. And then about cleanup. So there's a sign-up sheet for cleanup, and how we'll do it is right after the meal, if everyone who signed up can come report to me and bow in. I think sometimes it gets chaotic and you need to go to the restroom, you need to do things. You can do that after we bow in, and I will give you your assignment. So it's not, you're not kind of lost in the kitchen. So I'll let you know what you need to do, and when everybody's done, we'll bow out. And we want to we want to do it quickly so that we can all have a longer break. So if people can report right away, that would be great.
I have a question. Do you wear shoes in the kitchen?
Yes, shoes in the kitchen, yes. Mm-hmm. Mostly so a knife doesn't fall on your foot.
Mm-hmm. Is there a sign up in the kitchen? Or where?
No, it's Edith Wirth. It's on the same place as everything else. Sign up list?
The sign up list for the kitchen duties. It's on that whiteboard right around the corner of the community. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And is this after every meal or just after dinner?
Every meal. Mm-hmm.
And on the sign-up board is also for the Doan Rio to help keep time.
Also, in the evening, instead of eating in the Zendo, we'll eat up there the way we did tonight. And we'll go there from the Zendo. We'll be sitting in the afternoon after the talk. And when it's time for dinner, there'll be a kinhin before the dinner. Is that right? I think. In any case, instead of take care of everything you need to do so that you can go straight up to the dining table, because otherwise everybody stands around and waits when people take care of whatever they need to do. So take care of everything before it's time for supper. During a kinhin, before the sit, maybe. Give yourself time to take care of yourself so we can all go straight to the dinner table.
Angie, you'd like us all to bow in for dinner. So we'll gather around, stand at your seat at the tables up in the dining room. Angie will bow in. We don't do any chanting or service for the evening meal. And then Angie will go first, get her food, and just follow around, just like we did tonight. And then sit down and you can begin eating. And if you need seconds, begin eating. And are we going to hold that out? Or
no, I think that's too complicated.
Yeah. So when you're complete with your meal, just a nice glass show, and then take your plate, set it on the edge of the kitchen, and do what you to do, either go to the kitchen for duty or personal grooming. Very easy.
There's one more thing, and that is that there will be Dokusan interviews with a teacher. I want to start on, I guess Monday. I guess I'd better start on Monday morning instead of the first sit. You can come to, there will be a sign-up sheet that Wendy will post. If you're only here for the weekend, I'll do Dokusan during tomorrow or Sunday, if that's the only time that you're here. But I don't think there are many people who are in that position. So look for the sign-up sheet, and it will be available until Thursday will be the last day, so it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning.
And so if you do want to meet with Angie this weekend, write a note to Wendy, her attendant, and she'll make it happen.
It's a lot of information, isn't it? How much will we remember? But we'll know what to do. We'll help each other along. We kind of limp along the first few days. Things take longer and it's kind of bumpy. And that's part of the process too. Patience, lots and lots of patience. As now. So, have a good night's sleep. And if you need something, please ask. Please be comfortable. And we'll see each other in the morning.
Could you say something about passing people in the sesshin? Do we bow to each other? I haven't done an overnight sesshin in so long. Don't know what the custom is here.
Well, the custom is when we see someone, instead of stopping and chatting, and instead of just going like they weren't there, we just bow a little bit, stop and bow, to recognize that we're here together, and then go on.
Are you actually looking at the person?
No, exactly. Not usually. Usually not, though if you do, it's not, you're not breaking any terrible rule. Anything else?
I'll be up in the community room to field those last questions of comfort for tonight. Soap. Yes.
Bar of soap. Yes.
How are we finishing? I don't have a schedule with me. How are we finishing the session? I've forgotten.
Tonight or Friday?
No, tonight and tomorrow night. And
Refugees and vows?
Fine. We'll sing the refuges and then do three vows afterwards.